Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Aleph in Maseches Nazir. I'm Zocha to learn this with you from the old city of Yerushalayim. Definitely, we are in a lot of tsar. On the other hand, Baruch Hashem, we're still learning in our yeshiva. We're taking a lot of precautions as well. And today, unfortunately, there were continued stabbings. I'm looking over the Kotel Plaza there. Baruch Hashem, the Kotel Plaza does have people. It's not like people are stopping entirely, chas v'chalila, to come visit the area of the old city of the Jewish quarter. There's no question that it's dangerous to walk through Shara Arayot, or I, who sometimes walk through the Arab Shuk, do not do that now. I think that would qualify as putting oneself in a situation that one is not allowed to. Unfortunately, I have a close friend who's been here since 1967, an elderly man, Rabbi Yoshua, who's been here from the first day, who works for the Kotel Heritage Foundation, and he's here, rain and shine. He's here, been here day in, day out for over 50 years, and he told me that the Kotel was quite quiet over Shabbos, this past Shabbos. I was here Simchas Torah, and I mentioned to you that Simchas Torah was beautiful. So, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Soretz, I think it's a special schus to be able to learn together, and this is the way that we respond to our enemies who try to uproot us. We continue to plant Torah in a modest and beautiful way with the Ni'imus HaTorah, and Be'ezer Hashem, without at the same time being naive, Be'ezer Hashem, may we be zocha to continue to learn and grow together from the greatest place in the world. The Gemara says, Ezehu Meis. Our daf is going to continue discussing the halachos of the Mishnah. On Memtesa Mebeis, the Mishnah described that if a nazir comes in contact with a kizayis min hameis and different types of mace, then in such a case he needs to be megaleach. And a kizayis of a mace, of course, is also something that would be metame any other individual as well. Now the Mishnah had also mentioned a case called melot harved rekev, that the Gemara on yesterday's daf on Nun Amid Beis had discussed. First, the literal translation. It is the amount of dead body, and tarved means melo hakaf. And the Gemara in yesterday's daf had discussed what a melo hakaf is, and that was how the daf had concluded. Now, it's clearly part of a decomposed body. Says our Gemara is going to discuss, we'll read a moment inside, what exactly is decomposed body that's considered part of the body itself, and what is not. And that's going to be the topic. A large part of our daf is going to be defining what exactly is part of the rekev, the decomposed body, that if it has the shear, it will be metame. Sigmar will discuss what about hair, what about other components that on the base that we're going to discuss that leaks out of a dead body. What if the body was not originally complete? Will there still be a psul of rekev? All of those things are going to be discussed. Says Gemar Tan Rabbanan, Zeh Meis Sheyesh Lo Rekev. What is considered a mace that the rekev would be metame? Take a look at Tosas. Tosas over here, we haven't emphasized this enough, that the mefarish is sometimes difficult, and Tosas also often over here does pshat. So here Tosas tells us that we're talking about the line in the Mishnah Melo Tarved Rekev, that's metame ba'oel, and the nazir megaleach alav. So what qualifies as rekev that the nazir would contradict his naziris and need to cut his hair, and what qualifies in terms of tumas olah? Says the Gemara. Over, yes, an alarm went on over here. Everybody's very uptight. Naturally so. It seems like the security guard turned it off. So let's Be'ezer Hashem continue learning. I'm Baruch Hashem in a safe room in the yeshiva. The Gemara continues. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect us and all of Klal Yisrael. Meis shenikbar orum ba'orum she'el shayish. If there is a dead body that was buried in a casket of marble, or gabe ritzba shalavanim, or on a floor lined with stones, and the body rots, ze meishesh al rekev. However, if the body is buried with other things, and then the body decomposes with other materials, then that's not called meishesh al rekev. Nikbar biksusa, if he's buried in his clothing, ba'aron shel eitz, or in an coffin of wood, al gabe ritzpa shel levanim, zeh meishein lo rekev. In such a case, the body decomposed with other things. And since the body decomposes with other things, it would not be metame ba'ol or metame benazir. You might be able to hear, as we begin the next Gemara of Ula, in the background, a tefillah just started here by the Kaisel, and may the Siruf of Torah and Tefillah go up to Shemayim to protect all of Klal Yisrael, to bring Refuah Shleima. In fact, they just said, Shlach Refuah Shleima L'Chaylei Amecha, to bring Refuah Shleima to all of those who've been hurt. Amar Ula, Ein Rekev El Habo Min Abosu Min Agidu Min Atzamos. Ula has quite a leniency, if you will. Ula says the only time it would be considered decomposed body that would be metame is in a case of where it has three components. It came from basar, gidim are sinews, atzamos are bones. Eisve Ravalu Ula, Rav asks Ula, Rekev Habo Min Abosar taught, Ha Min Ha'etzem Tame. We learned that it's true that rekev that only has basar alone is tar. But if it comes from a bone, then it's tamei. V'afagav duleka basar, even if there isn't any basar, question mark. Ema achi answers the Gemara, we should learn like this. In other words, rephrase the braisa to defend Ula. Rekev abamina basar tar, achiesh etzem abasar. That the halachi is that you need to have etzem abasar in order for it to be metame. The logic of Ula and what we're seeing in the Braisa is that if it only comes from one part of the body, so then in such a case, it's not representative of the human body. This decomposed component needs to represent the human body to be metame, needs to come from the basar, the atzamos, as well as the gidim. Asks the Gemara, but we're still going to be stuck. You just answered that the Braisa is talking about Basar Shiesh Bo Etzem, Haleka Gidim, but there's no mention of the Braisa of the sinews. Answers the Gemara, Yavshu the Basar Atzamas below Gidim. It's not possible to have the flesh and the bones without Gidim, and that's what the Braisa means, and it's consistent with the Shita of Ula. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Amar Biechon, Shnei Mesim Shekavrim Ze Mze. If you have two bodies that are buried together, Nase Galgalin Ze Lize. It's considered as if they were mixed up with each other, and they can't have the halacha of rekev. In other words, just like we learned that the halacha is that when it comes to any other materials, like cloth, clothing, that's mixed with the body, it's no longer rekev, so too, two different bodies as well. Matzah Rav Nassan, rekev abba mishnei meisim tamei. But Rav Nassan asks, we learned in the Braisa that that's not true, that there's rekev that comes from two bodies as tamei. Amar Rava shekavru zeh b'fnei atzmo, v'zeh b'fnei atzmo, v'yirkivu v'amdu al melo sarved v'rakev. If we're talking about a case where two bodies are buried separately, and they decompose by themselves, they didn't decompose together. So then, in such a case, then they combine together to melo sarved rakev. Then they're going to combine together. However, if you have, in other words, if you have a half of a rekev from half shear rekev melo sarved from one body and half from another body, so then in such a case they combine together. However, if you have two bodies that decompose together, then that's considered as if there wasn't a pure rekev, and it's not mitzdarev to shear. The svara for that is an interesting question. Why would there be a difference of whether they decompose together or not? From the end of Tesis di Barbaschel Shnei Mason, it sounds like it's almost Gzeres HaKosov. That the Gzeres HaKosov was that it specifically Merekev Echad V'loy Mishnei Mason. Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Gozas Sa'aro V'kivro Imo Nasalo Galgalim. The same halacha applies if a person was buried and his hair was cut off. So then in such a case, it's also considered a mixture, and therefore it would not be metame lo sarved rakov. Tanan hasam, we learned over there is a Mishnah in Olos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Kol shebe meis tame. Anything that comes from a dead body is metame chutz min ha-shinayim va-asar va-tziporin. The teeth, hair, and fingernails are not mitame. Everything else is mitame. Ubishas chiburan kulam tmeim. But when they're attached, then those areas would also be mitame. Now, it would seem from over here, we're no longer talking about the halacha of the rekev, but rather we're talking about if someone comes in contact with them, or the oel. And that's borne out by Tosos, the fourth medium-sized line on an aleph amid aleph, and therefore it's not connected to the issue that we had discussed of Ula's shita that you need atzamos gidim and basar biyachad. Here we're talking about if a body has hair and the hair is under an oel. If it's attached, then there would be a problem of oel. Or if a person touches the hair of the body, then there would also be a problem of tumah. The Gemara continues halfway through the Amud. Boy Chizkia, Sa'aroi ha'oimed ligalech. What if there's hair that's already long, and a normal person would normally cut it off? Tziporin ha'oimed ligazes. Or there's a fingernail that is ready to be cut off. Mai. How do we look at that? Does that fingernail also transmit the tumah, or do we say that it's considered already separate? Why would we consider it separate? So Gemara explains, Mi amrin kol oimid ligazeis kegazuz dami. Do we say that anything that is ready to be shorn is considered as if it's already shorn? Odil mahashta miyaha mechubarim. Or do we say that now they are still considered attached? And do we say kol oimid ligazeis kegazuz, or do we consider attached? V'niv shalei midrabim bar chana. Says the Gemara, let us solve it from Rabbi Bar Chana's rule. What did Rabbi Bar Chana say? That as long as they're attached, then it's able to be mitame. So that would seem that in all cases, it's considered attached. Taima mishum de gazas. Only when it's cut off will it not be mitame. Halo gazas lo, but if it's not cut off, not. Says the Gemara, hachi kamer. Gazas, if it's cut off, hareze galgalim. Then Rabbi Bar Bar Chana teaches it's like galgalim. Galgalim we used as a reference above of a mixture of things that's not part of the body, and therefore the halacha is that it would not create a melo rekev that would be mitame. Lo gazaz, but if it wasn't cut off, so then miboile, then that was a question. That's an open question that we still don't know what the halacha will be. When it comes to the decomposed body that comes from the heel, what's halacha? Maybe when we say that a rekev is metame, the decomposed body, that is if it comes from the entire body. However, but if it comes from the heel, that would be different. Or would we say that there's no difference between that which comes from the heel and that which comes from the larger body? Why would the heel be different? So Tesis and Dibar Maschil Rekev explains that we're not talking about the whole heel of the foot. What we're talking about is dead skin on the bottom of the foot. So then we're talking about clearly dead skin that wasn't alive beforehand. Does that constitute Rekev as well? Because really that skin was dead even before the person would pass away. Tashma, the Tanur Rebbe Nosson Barabashia, Rekev Abba Mishnei Meisim, Tame, we learned that if you have the decomposed materials from two dead bodies, it's Metame. V'isakadaitach Abba Mina Ekev, Lo. And if you're going to say any time the decomposed material comes from the dead skin of the heel, it's not Metame, Zilhacha, why don't we go in that direction as way over here? And say Dilma Derech Ekev Kasi, and say that the part of the two bodies that decomposed was from the heel. Va'acha Dilma Derech Ekev Kasi, and say that over here in this case as well, it came from the heel. So the Gemara is proving that even the heel
would be able to be metame. The Keren Ora asks, but with everybody, even a single body, not only two bodies, we should have the same concern that the material came from the Ekev. And the Keren Ora answers that if you have the shear of Melo Sarvot of a dead body, so one person, so then in such a case we know that that shear doesn't include the Ekev. In other words, the rest of the body has already been eaten away. However, if you have two bodies that came together, so then within that shear you might have part of one of those bodies. Says the Gemara, to answer the question, E di Irkev Kule Mace, if we're talking about two bed bodies entirely decomposed, Vikaasi Derech Ekev Hachinami, you could prove from this brisa that in such a case, if the entire bodies had decomposed, then in such an instance that you would prove that even the Ekev would be Matami. However, because one of the two bodies might have been from the Ekev, Elahacha, but in our case we're not talking about an entire body of decomposed. The suffix over here is where there were two bodies that the entire bodies had not decomposed, except for the leg. So now the question is whether we take a look and assume that it come from the dead body, the dead part of the Ekev, the dead skin of the Ekev. And then in such a case, it could very well be that we don't take it into account. However, if it's coming from two bodies, as the case of the Brisa, then in such a case, yes, we would prove that the Ekev is not Metame. Our Shaila is talking about where only the leg has begun to rot. And in such a case, do we assume that if the leg has begun to rot, that there would be a shear of dead skin, part of that Melosarvot, and would not be metamic. Teku, the Gemara leaves off with a teku. By Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the following shaila: Uber b'mei isha have gagalim olo. We mentioned the expression gagalim means that the mixture of other things that causes the body not to be metame other things. What happens if, God forbid, the woman when she passed away was pregnant and there's a fetus inside? Kivan de Amar Mar. On the one hand, we have a teaching that we have in a few places in Shas. Rashi quotes this in Ksubas on Daf Yud Aleph, and we will have it further on in Shas, in Bava Kama, in Chulit. Kivan da Amar Mar Ubar Yerech Imo. There's one opinion that says that we look at a fetus as being part and parcel of the mother. Hilchot Gufo Hu V'lo Avigalgal. You could say that's part of the Guf of the Isha, not like Algal. Al Dilma, Kivan the Selfet Lotzeis. Even if you say Ubar is Yerech Imo, since eventually it's going to go out of the mother, Mifresh Parish Mine, it's considered a separate part, and if it would be considered a separate part, then we would consider Galgal. If we're going to say that we look at the fact that eventually it's going to come out, what happens if the woman cohabitated with a man in the last 3 days, and therefore that is mixed up in her body? So then maybe also that will cause that her body will now not be metame. On the one hand, we could say that it's part of her body because the zera, the semen, has not evolved, has not grown into a living fetus. And since it's not a separate living fetus, it's not considered anything that's distinct. But at the other hand, it comes from the outside. It's not part of her body. Lo. So the Gemara leaves that open as a shaila as far as Galgal. Kedis Gemara 3 lines at top and an alpha and base. Boy Rapapa Pirshamahu. There are parts of the body that come out. According to the Mefarsh, that's talking about excrement. How do we look at excrement? If there was excrement in the body, could that cause that the body is no longer mimetame? Kiva delo mikaima bidelo achlach yusu. On the one hand, excrement comes from food, and the body needs that to survive. O Dilma Hanami Me Alma Asi. Or do we say that at the end of the day it comes from the outside and would cause that the body will not be metame if the excrement decomposes with the rest of the body? Boy Rav Acha Breder of Ika. Oy Roy Mahu. What about the skin? Does that create the problem? Boy Ravuna Bar Menoyach Kichoy Veniyoy Mahu. Different
liquids in the body, saliva, stuff from the nose, phlegm. Amalei Rav Shmuel bar Achla Rav Papa v'Isak that kol hani dekarmi have a galgalim, says Rav Shmuel, the obvious question to Rav Papa. Wait a second. You're going to say that this is considered like a galim and therefore the body cannot decompose. Then rekav demetame echem eshkachasla. Then how will you ever, a body has phlegm inside, it has excrement inside. How will you ever have a case where the person would be metame when they decomposed? Answers the Gemara, a very extreme case. The Ashkia, in a case of where he drank, made the kalim, he drinks from a special spring that comes from between two palm trees. So then, in such a case, it cleans out the body. Vesachya nasha, and he uses a type of sam, a type of agent that causes hair to die, ushlako b'mei tveria, and he soaks his body in the mei tveria, and therefore he causes any extra skin to shed off of his body. Then in such a case, he'd be able to be a body that can entirely decompose without outside influences. Amar abayi naktinan mei shetchano ein lo rekev. If there is a dead body that has been ground up, so then in such a case there is no din of rekev. Yibaylu tachno v'chazev yihirkiv. What happens if the flesh was ground up and then brought together again? Mau midu taima. Do we say that it's been broken apart and therefore it's not mitami melosar v'rekev? Elo deika basavet samas gidim v'atsamas va'ika. On the one hand, it has all the components of the body. On the other hand, it's not the way it was originally created. Teiku tishbi yitaretz kushius v'abayis. Tanu ula barchanina. Meisha chasar. If you have a dead body that has something missing, ein lo rekev lo tfusa v'lo shchunas kvaros. This is a very, very important halacha. We had this referred to earlier on as well. The only time rekev is going to be metame is if it's coming from a whole body. If it's not coming from a whole body, so then in such a case, it won't be metame berekev. But not only the halach of rekev that has been the subject of our daf, but also it doesn't have the halach of tfusa, which means that, we're going to have this later on as well, that a body, if it's lying in a normal manner, then it's tofes mekomo, it owns kilu that spot, for the burial. That doesn't apply if it's broken up. V'lo shchunas kvaros. And it doesn't have the halacha of shchunas kvaros. Not only is the area of dirt around him his, but rather he has to be buried in that place. The difference between tfusa and shchunas kvaros is that tfusa means that the body was kona, the dirt around them, but you could bury them somewhere else. Shchunas Kvuros tells us that it has to be buried there. Meisive, I'll ask you if Alam Kasha comes from Maseches Idus. There are some in Idus who learn that we can learn out the halacha of Eiver Min HaChai from the halacha of Eiver Min HaMeis. There the shaila is, if Basar HaPorish Me Eiver Min HaChai is Metame, like Kizayis Basar it's Porish Me Eiver Min HaMeis. The Mishnah in Idus says, Lo, Imam B'meis, Sheish Lo Rov V'Rova. It has the halachos of following the rov, the halachos of rova that we learned before, omelo sarved rekev, or it also has the unique halachos of sarved rekev that we've been discussing today. Tomer b'hai she'en lo rov lo rov lo omelo sarved rekev. In contrast to a kezayis min ha ever chai, it doesn't have any of the halachos. Analyze the Gemara. Hechidem. Dummy, what exactly are we talking about? The Erkev Chad Eiver, that one of the limbs had begun to disintegrate. The Kavasei Gavim Esafil Chad Eiver Iker Rekev. So we see that there is halacha of Rekev, even if the body is not Shalei. Answers the Gemara, Mik Tani Hameis. Did we actually say in the Brisa that if one limb was dead, and you had one limb that was left in the body that was dead, that it's metame. We didn't say that. Ha kamashmalan. Shum meis yesh lo rekev. It was telling us that in general a meis does have a rekev. Shum chai ein lo rekev. But we're going to pass like the shita of Ula Bar Chanina that meis chaser is doesn't have rekev, doesn't have tfusa, doesn't have shchunas kvaros. That is very much reminiscent to the shita that we had learned of the shita of Rav Chisda Amar Rav on the top of Mem Gimel Amar Beis that you're only metame. And the Gemara has this in the name of other Amoraim in other contexts as well in that sugya, that the Nazir would only be metame to relatives if the relatives are whole. So over here, we're talking about the concept that there isn't going to be a din rekev if the body is not whole. The Gemara continues, 8 lines of bottom, Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Boy Rava, Hirkiv Kishu Chai V'Chazar Umeis. What happens if there was a harkava when the person was alive? The person has a limb that fell off and started rotting, and then the person died. So do they combine with each other? Ki kamiri rekev di irkev kishu meis. When do we say that a rekev is significant, that when the person is dead? Al dilma hashta miyaha meis. On the other hand, the limb that atrophied earlier is part of a person that's now dead. Tashmat lo imamrit b'mei sheyesh l'rov v'rova molotar v'rakov. We pointed out the Mishnah in Idyas, again, that's a Mishnah, differentiates between a kezayis eiver min ha-meis, a kezayis eiver min ha-chai. If it's from meis, then you have rova molotar v'rakov, tomer b'chai. Time mishum chai. So the main issue over there is whether the person is alive or dead. Ha-meis sheyesh l'rekev. But maybe we can infer that if the person is dead, there's rekev in all instances. Says Gemara, miktani. Maybe we could reject that raya. Ha-meis. Did the Mishnah say that if he's dead, automatically there is rekev? Ha-kamashmalan. It's coming to tell us, the shum meis yesh lo rekev, shum chai ein lo rekev. That a meis does have rekev. There is a case of a meis that has a rekev. But not all cases. For example, if the limb atrophied and was separated, then even if the person then died, concludes the Gemara, that there wouldn't be the halacha of rekev and wouldn't join with the rest of the body. This is not an easy daf, not an easy day. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Nun Aleph in Maseches Nazir.